I just bought $40 worth of White Castle last night.
Dude, White Castle, though, it comes out. McDonald's stays in.
That's true. And also, White Castle comes out violently. Just as well as it went in.
It does.
Quick, easy, and cheap.
Honestly, I think it's probably just a cleanse.
It's a cleanse food. Minus cheap, because it was $40.
But for $40, you had a meal for a family of four.
I bought 12 boygas.
Boygas.
Jalapeno and cheddar.
Yes, sir.
I know him.
Two medium fries, a sack of chicken rings, and a sack of onion chips.
Dude, why'd you get both? I want to just double up the chicken rings like an adult.
I ain't no piece of shit, bro. I like my options.
I ain't no fucking
wide
schmuck.
The fuck open.
Want that variety?
I mean, you have an air fryer. You have onions, bro.
Not the same.
White Castle slaps, though.
Yeah, your colon. Hard.
It does bad.
It slaps the whole way through.
Sometimes you just...
Giddy up. Time to get out. We're evicting the rest of everything inside here, too. Your appendix? That's coming right on out.
Dude, imagine if you shit your appendix.
Oh, my God.
Imagine, like, the physical capability of being able to do that.
Right?
How would it get into your intestine?
Magic.
Just absorbs its way through. Speaking of appendix, I got a fart.
That was a fucking Arius poop.
What a sad fart.
It's just a poop.
It's because there's poop behind it. I'm scared.
Oh.
Never trust a fart.
Touche.
You should know that.
I do know that.
Poopy pants.
I do. I have pooped myself three times since the age of 26.
I've almost pooped my pants, but I haven't pooped yet.
Four times.
I've been in the fucking brown zone a few times. Where it was a fucking dire situation.
See, you're trying to get into the brown zone. I was kind of in the red zone.
I don't know sports very well, but I was.
I'm ready for this.
You're on the one yard line.
Here's what was happening.
I was already celebrating.
I was on the 1 yard line.
Okay.
Battling. You know, the cornerback.
There you go.
And also,
that is a football term. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, dude. Trying to score a three-pointer from the fucking first goal line here.
See, you're on that 1 yard line battling the defense while I was already celebrating the end zone, getting ready for the 2-point conversion on my doorstep.
Ouch. Dude, I did. It was okay, hot so the other day, well, the other week, I just had a bad belly for some reason.
After you talked about $4 of White Castle, I have a bad belly for some reason. No any particular reason, but then for some reason, I got a bad belly.
Can't really put my finger on it.
But well, here's the thing. Let's just say not solid last week.
So mashed potatoes, baby. Often.
Were you like McDonald's soft serve ice cream machine where it comes out real good sometimes, and other times it's like it's backed up a little bit, but then it comes back out again because it's always in the fridge? Out.
No, it was bad. I wouldn't even say it was like an ice cream machine. So anyways, doing the overnights thing. Did I already say this? Did I already tell you guys this? I'll tell you the story. You can fucking tell me to eat a dick after. Eat a dick after. Because I've been working too much. So I don't think you said it
on the podcast of anything. So let the peeps know.
So ultimately, I was doing this overnight. And, you know, bad belly. I had went before I left the shop. And
good move there.
It was like a 20-minute drive to the job. I pulled power and I feel like I told the story, but I've also told other people the story. So fuck.
Just let it rip.
Pulled the power shot and I text Charles and I was like, dude, I know this is super inconvenient. And we were right on Selby and Hamlin.
Oh no.
Great area.
Oh no.
Great area.
Fucking awesome. So right up the street. North of Selby on Hamlin, there's a Holiday gas station. And hey, man, I just texted him. I know this is super inconvenient, but I got to go make an emergency stop at this Holiday before I shoot shit down my leg. And he just replies with a crying face and then proceeds to tell old man Brian all about my story. And I, you know, thought I could trust him. That's all I want to say. I thought I could trust you, Charlie. You fucking betrayed me. You went behind my back. You talked to Grandpa Brian. You told him I almost shit my pants. and to top it off, I had to go so bad that I pulled into two parking spots at a 45-degree angle, shut the truck off, and just walked in. And there was about 14 people just getting in and out of their vehicles that wanted to murder me.
Oh, I bet they were a little upset.
They're like, are you fucking... Like, the parking lot, gas station, pump section is already a clusterfuck. You almost don't even have enough room to back out of your parking spot before you hit somebody if they're at the pump. And I, you know.
Did you shit your pants or did you
utility truck? I just flipped the lights on with hazards. Jokes on me because the fucking utility lights do not stay on if you shut the truck off.
Oh,
so nice. Wiring flaw there. But I flipped them on.
I wouldn't drain the battery otherwise.
Yeah, like, but usually
like
you don't.
The hazard
usually,
lights on a car?
Yeah, but they're also like extremely noticeable. So that guy deserves to have a dead battery if he leaves his fucking strobes on for 3 hours.
Well,
I mean, a diesel truck. It's got two batteries.
You know, yeah. Those if you're do in not there suck for anything. Like, you know, you're in there for
half
a long
the day,
haul.
6 hours. Dude, if you are shitting for 6 hours, go to the ER.
You
have
40
please.
Bucks worth of fucking White Castle. All bets are off the table.
Yeah,
you
but
can
that
be out
wasn't
for
the
day.
Same day, bro. I had White Castle last night.
I'm just saying in general, man, anything that goes in, you never know. Cars could be off the table. You could be in there for 3 hours, pumping out just pure prolapsed butthole.
Dude.
Waterfalls of pure hot, steamy magma.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's the risk you got to take for some great food.
Dude, that's
literally
every day
the ass
for any food.
Your ass.
Yeah, well, I don't have a gallbladder, so I can make any excuse I want. Why are you shitting, dude? I don't got a gallbladder.
I have an old gallbladder. Quit yeah, judging.
Get
me.
Off my fucking case, dude, before I smack you.
Smack wow, way to milk teeth. That.
Big milker. Big milker.
You know where this is going?
Where?
I don't know where.
I love chocolate milk, dude. Get off my back.
You did. Did you fucking... This fucking guy.
Get over this. About, this
we had a little
get-together
over the weekend.
He's a Saturday. Liar.
Brought old DoorDashes for chocolate milk. Was that it? Or did you get like a Jerry Coke or something?
No, so what happened was...
First, we played the game.
I went on DoorDash because me and Mick were talking about getting something, but we didn't really want to go anywhere. I was too incoherent.
Inebriated.
And I was gone. And everyone was having a great time. And I want to be like, hey, you know, can someone give me a ride to the gas station?
But there's a gas station one way, 1 minute, or go the opposite. It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but everyone's having a good time. Everyone's been drinking, you know. It's dangerous on these roads. I'm thinking everyone's safety. I'm trying to be a conscious friend here.
Nice friend.
So then I go on to the DoorDash app for convenience, and I saw gas stations. They had this cool little thing saying, like, most popular type of dashing pickup thing. And there were 7 items. And of all the items, only one was like a normal person item, like milk. Other than that, you could tell it's always like some stoned out person. Like, I want my Takis, my Dr. Pepper. I want my sour gummy bears or gummy worms.
Trolley gummy worms. Yeah.
Yep. Funyuns, Flamin' Hots.
Oh, yes.
Are the most common thing from a gas station. Not things like, oh, shit. Forgot the ketchup. Better
ranch was
that
on
in.
There, right? What? Was it ranch?
No,
on
that
there?
Was just in the
popular pick.
No, it was in the household items.
Oh,
god damn it! Weak. I was going to say
so
really.
I was thinking of like Bounty and you know like Windex and not ranch.
Yeah, very very much so.
That's what you think you'd get. Like, hell, I'm going to DoorDash something real quick. Why not that? Nope. Everyone's just like Barry. Everyone's got to be, you know, 11 o'clock, 3 fucking sheets to the wind. Ready to fucking lose her, you know, tilted halfway upside down at this point. Oh, you know what sounds great? Chocolate milk, cherry coke, a raspberry iced tea thing on the sweet tea thingies.
Yep.
And then accidentally, since I was looking at those DoorDash favorites.
Yep.
I guess I accidentally clicked O cans and sour gummy worms at some point and they arrived.
Oh my God.
So I spent $16 to get that stuff delivered to make sure everyone was safe and, you know, sound. And these people over here just think it's fun to make fun of somebody that's
order?
Trying their best to, you know, make sure everyone's safe and sound.
Tom was over sober. When did you, wasn't
no one,
he there when he ordered it?
At no point did anyone say that he was sober.
He was sober.
If I see you when I am messed up, I immediately assume, hi, you are messed up as well. Nice to meet you.
I was like, you want a beer or anything? He goes, I'll just have one because I got to drive back to the city tonight. I said, hey.
He had one. That's not safe enough for me, you know? I did the right thing. I'm the good person.
That's fucking it.
You know?
I'm fucking out of here, you guys. I'm leaving.
And that's why I'm on the spin team.
On the spin team. Fucking god damn.
Nah, but for real, I was incredibly gone and needed chocolate milk, and I got the gas station to give me some chocolate milk.
You should have a kegerator just for chocolate milk.
Yeah, until I forget I have it, like I do normal chocolate milk, and I have a keg full of mold. He wants a pump. Squish, squish, sludge.
Comes out looking like spinach juice.
It's just chocolate cottage cheese.
Yo, you're onto something. Dude. Yo, but dip it with some like chocolate covered fucking Lays or some shit.
Shit.
Sweet and salty.
Some Whatties?
Ooh, chocolate covered Lays. Like any sort of chip that's chocolate covered.
Ooh, that'd be fucking good.
Now you dip that in some chocolate cottage cheese. Diabetes.
Damn, I think you just set a revolution over here, Ben.
That's, yeah.
Better start patting
some shit. You're fucking welcome.
Don't fucking, nobody steal that. It's Ben's idea.
Also, don't steal this idea. Dude, I had a, so yesterday.
Can you give me 1 second? I gotta get a notepad real quick.
A little suspect, if you ask me.
Eat my whole fucking penis.
Present it. I have a big enough mouth.
So here's the deal. Dude. So if you're not from Minnesota.
I'm from Wisconsin.
You won't, maybe will not understand this. Anyways, for some reason, what our fucking lane dividing lines are white. And that pisses me off.
Well, it's the exact opposite contrast of black asphalt. So that's how they do it.
Well, here's the other problem. It fucking snows here.
Yeah, white on white, baby.
Well, it doesn't matter what color it is.
Good luck finding that shit.
Also, when it rains, you fucking can't see them. I can see the yellow ones perfect, and I can barely ever see the fucking white ones.
The white ones suck. So
here's the thing. Even the yellow ones are hard to see when it's raining. But
they're visible, for fuck's sake.
But to go back to your snowing thing, when snow is on top of a painted surface, you're still only going to see the snow.
No, you know exactly what I know. And that is...
What's that?
Let me let you know a little fucking secret, buddy. They plow.
No.
Swear to
that's
God.
That's a secret?
No. Nope. When they plow, you can fucking vaguely see them. And if they were fucking yellow, you could see them way better.
You could.
I'm just saying that. For the 2 months where it's sometimes snowy, sometimes not out of the year that we have compared to
white is always
winter wonderland that comes in between for the other 6 months. It doesn't matter.
It's like 7 or 8 months.
Infrastructure wise, doesn't make sense to repaint everything just for those six months.
They should
repaint it for me, you bitch.
I'll get right on calling MDOT.
Yeah. It's MnDOT, not MDOT.
I don't know. The N's silent, first off.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I do love when they just allow these lines just to damn near disappear over time because they haven't painted them in 60 years. And there's just line.
They'll figure it out.
Because in the winter, if you don't know as well, in Minnesota, it's the game of. All right, what lane am I just going to
Follow whatever tire tracks are already there.
I mean, they literally put those indented things in the sides that after a certain point, you don't even feel anymore because there's so much snow.
Oh, the rumble strips?
Yeah, the snow is so compacted.
The vagina ticklers?
And that's something that's literally built into it compared to something just painted over the top. It's just what it is.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the whole reason I was going on this. They need to revise and make a new strip system.
Stripe strips. There you go. I like that.
Elon, if you're listening,
you better be.
How do they not have like a super flat, dense material that's just got like LED lights in it almost? Right.
Oh.
So basically you'd lay the road and then a machine would come back and kind of slice out, gouge out like a 4-inch strip.
Yep. Yep.
Right. And you'd just go the length way, or the entire length of the fucking strip. Right. So you'd have something that's kind of malleable.
Yep.
Moves. It's got LEDs built into it and a little solar charger. It's almost like some sort of fucking strong ass epoxy.
They had another type of thing like that.
Ground or whatever, roads. It's something like that.
The money of installing that and doing the amount of work it would take.
Listen, they take 30% of my fucking taxes.
Yeah.
Do something awesome with it or go fuck yourself.
And what's gonna happen is 494, 94, 35 are gonna be shut down for
difference?
Even
it always
longer
is.
Longer to more of a
it
point.
It is all year anyway.
But that's the thing. The winter's not met. Roads in winter don't collide well. And even with this new technology and stuff.
That's why we're doing climate change right now. We're global warming the shit out of this place to end all of the ice age.
I don't think you understand what climate change
means. No, I don't. I'm autistic and I'm missing 6 chromosomes. Get off my
climate
back.
Climate change doesn't mean just getting warmer. It changes everything.
We're heating this bitch up, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm fucking tired of living on this world.
Trust me, we all
that's
are.
It. I'm fucking out. I'm punching out.
Yeah, I'm punching out, dude.
Hey, we're going to do...
Catch you later.
I would assume this is down south near the... Equator. There it is.
Oh, the Ecuador?
Took me to the Ecuador. They were going to, because like asphalt's black and it absorbs heat. Fuck not dead.
Okay.
But they were going to paint the roads white, like full on white.
To fully reflect the sun and just blind everybody.
Yeah,
it's
not gonna absorb all the heat from the sun. It's like, yeah, you're gonna fucking blind everybody.
It's like when it's really, really fucking nice out on and it's just snowed.
Yeah,
and dude, you gotta squint so fucking hard, and your eyes actually fucking burn at the end of the day. Well, because
California did that with cars. They've tried to, they're passing bills to make it so you can't own a black car. It has to be a white one because they get the heat away from as much. Like the
God damn it, California. We were just talking about how they're the only ones that like
everything's cancerous.
And now they're environmentalists as too. God, they're the only ones doing anything. They try,
but
California will
nothing seems to work because they're always on fire.
Everyone's like, you guys don't fucking can't wait for the San Andreas fault to happen. You guys will be floating in the ocean.
Dude, I fucking am not a huge fan of Pasadena. I'm just going to say that. I was going to say California, but that's a little, that's fucking rude. Dude, but honestly, bro, I did not have a good experience in Pasadena. And I also hadn't slept for like 38 hours.
Damn.
And I was convinced that if that fucking place fell off the United States and drowned or just got the fuck away from us, you know, it wouldn't be the world, the worst thing that's ever happened.
You want to shed a tear over it? I don't
know so much about that.
What do you say?
What?
It's the biggest blue state out there, buddy.
Here's the thing.
You lose that, what are you going to like?
Oh, I'm just gonna miss a bunch of people driving Teslas and acting like assholes. Sick.
Yeah.
Don't care.
We need that contrast so we look better because we're also shit.
Driving California was fucking insanity.
Dude, it is dog shit. 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Northern California. It's probably fucking great.
It's on fire.
Well, yeah, right now. But so is Colorado.
The whole, I mean, so pretty lit. Much California is already, it's gone. It's just a cesspool of fire and smoke.
So what we should all be doing is, well, here's a weird thing. For how much they're on fire, you think some of those people would invest in like a fucking fireman suit? And I know that doesn't solve the problem, but you have a far greater chance of withstanding a fuck ton of that fire heat in a goddamn fire retardant piece of clothing.
It's very true.
Why are you not investing in mass quantities of fire blanket?
I don't know.
Or fire clothing.
But it makes a hell of a lot of fucking sense.
You know, like you can only do so much, and I get that.
True. But how much do you think they are to buy like a full fire retardant suit? Probably
dumb expensive, but also living in California is dumb expensive. So
true.
If you can afford to live there, you should also
be able to buy a fire retardant suit.
Be able to afford that young fire suit. However, there is Skid Row and there's a ton of people that do not afford to live in California. They
should move to California.
You couldn't fucking pay me enough.
The money's there. Think about it. Hurricane season down in the southern areas. A lot of money in construction, but fire season in California.
Fire season?
We'll be rebuilding for the rest of our lives.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Dalton, you're not going to even need the work. You're going to have to hire out 300 million people just to rebuild California's one hill.
If I can find it. Well, all right. Well,
I'm.
But where are you going to find the wood? It's all burned down.
It's a lot of paperwork. I don't know if I want to
do
300 million employees.
Like with me, I mean, I could do the construction, but if I went cable-wise, I'm pretty sure all their shit is aerial.
Their cables are in the air?
Correctamundo, buddy.
Floating.
So a lot of it.
How does it not get in the way of everything?
What?
Well, you know, it's attached to poles that are strategically placed.
He's fucking, if you can just look at me. Oh, God, if you guys could see Brado's face right now.
Is that beer mine or is that
fucking
yours?
Fucking motherfucker. Yeah, it's mine. You want me to get you one?
Well, I thought you said, does anybody want one? And I said, yeah.
Oh, did you? Oh, let me go
and
get
then,
you one.
And then I can, you came in with two and I was you like, guys oh, just he's hold got
the,
both of it.
Well, I didn't finish the first one. You guys hold this conversation down. I'm going to get daddy a beer because I'm a piece of fucking trash.
Let's get an awkward silence. Everyone knows that Dalton needs to go get a beer.
I'm telling them.
It's an awkward silence for the beer.
But I'm telling them I'm getting the beer. They know. Listen here. I'm fucking out of here. All right, I'm out of here.
Dude, you're 1/3 owner. You could fire him. But he's also 1/3 owner, so he could rebuttal.
Aha! I will fire you back. Ben is the only person podcasting from here on out.
Hey guys, you're tuning into Hung Confident Idiots. And I'm Master Mumbler, Ben.
Master Mumbler.
Dude, my beer.
No, but for real, I've always thought about that. Like all those places that get hit with natural disasters, Oklahoma, all that kind of like the tornadoes and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The money and construction there to have to constantly be rebuilding because they do. They rebuild it and then they tear it down and they rebuild it and insurance companies go to business down there.
Yeah, dude. Insurance companies are kind of just a crock of shit.
Yeah. I mean,
but they run the world. So, I mean,
well, I mean, you technically need it though. I mean, if your house fell down, you wouldn't have the money to rebuild it.
No, but they would give you the money and then instantly drop you.
Yeah. But it's you still have that sweet. One time you get another insurance person. You go through all the companies.
So how many? But here's a good question, and we'd have to look this up because I'm not that smart.
I'm smart enough. Go on.
All right. All right. So I'm assuming there's like the big, I don't know, let's say the big three and their insurance companies, right? And each one of them have 10 different insurance companies within their parent company. If you
got you,
would
Dad.
They allow you to transfer to another one of their companies? You know what I mean?
So
essentially they could, if somebody was a real sad person and just had bad luck or they're arsonists or something, either one. So say they went to Travelers and then they wanted, you know, let's just for shits and giggles say, the same person who owns Travelers also owns fucking AARP, whatever. Would they be allowed to, like, would AARP take the person whose house burnt down in from Travelers, even if they're owned by the same parent company?
I don't know if insurance has parent companies like the way you're thinking.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they can't do stuff like that through because of monopolizing. Like you have Geico, you have Progressive, and that's how they have their own home insurance, auto insurance. They have all different types of insurance within their own company.
I hope some insurance guru just lights us up because, on YouTube.
Well, I mean, my mom easily could.
I get it.
I hope she gets on YouTube and lights us up for being absolute idiots.
Because
you guys make me go get a beer because you guys can now have a sophisticated talk because I'm the fucking idiot of the group.
I mean, we didn't want to say it.
It's fine.
You lose some and you lose more.
But I mean, it comes, there's commercial insurance. There's what we deal with insurance, you know, things like that, like KA and all of them have their own insurance companies that they deal with that is way above anything we'll ever touch. So, sure. I mean, it goes and those, they might have parent companies. Like they might be like the type of parent company that would have like Geico under their wing.
Sure.
Like
sure.
Coca-Cola or is it Pepsi and Hostess or something like that? You know?
Yeah. We're like Pepsi, Coca-Cola and Lay's are all basically the same.
Or
thing.
No,
yeah.
The best one would be Pepsi and 7-Up. They're actually two different companies.
Correct.
But their Pepsi owns or is their parent company.
Yep.
But like when I used to work at the gas station, they come in through two different lenders because the Pepsi person doesn't stock root beers and 7-Up and all that type of shit because it's a completely different person. That's the only way it would work that way, I think.
That must be annoying. Just knowing that it could come from the Pepsi guy, but now I got to send 7-Up guy out to give me my fucking Barks Rip here.
Yeah.
Well, Barks is Coke product.
Well, whatever. So. You know what I'm saying, dude. Don't be a dick about it.
I'm just saying I know my Barks.
Yeah, well, he knows his A&W.
Me?
He's a Barks
I'm
guy.
I'm a Barks guy.
Wow, Ben.
Dude, I'm know fucking Dalton's upset. Favorite
drink. Triggered, dude.
I'm triggered.
I swear to God, I've seen A&W. Well, is it?
I'd like A&W. I would drink it, but I'm a Barks guy.
I'm not a root beer guy at all, unless there's a big fat scoop of white semen in there. I mean, ice
fuck
cream.
Yeah, dude. You know what I don't like about A&W? It's got no fucking caffeine in it, dude. Bunch of rookies.
I haven't tried this, but I wanted to bring it up because for some reason I Googled it today.
Anal?
Yeah. I don't even Google that anymore. It's just a straight up search through the web.
Is that what Google is?
You know, it might be now, but not on my laptop because that's powered by Bing. Fuck you.
Oh,
I miss Ask Jeeves. He's a really nice guy.
Yo,
so
what a pimp.
Yerba mate.
Yerba mate.
And I'm probably not even saying it correct because.
What did you say to me?
Yerba mate. It's
yerba
like
mate.
It's like a
my
type
mother.
Of tea. Yeah. I know Target sells it. It's like a herbal supplement of sorts.
Okay.
Apparently it's got a shit ton of carcinogens in it though.
Really?
It's got the same carcinogens that tobacco and grilled meats have.
Tobacco in grilled meat.
That's what Google says, dude. I don't really trust the internet, but I'm going to let you in on what I read.
What a combo. No, I'm listening.
So why were you reading about carcinogens?
Well, here's the thing. I was looking up yerba mate because we watched that Mark Rebier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Kevin. Wait, Kevin or Kyle?
I think it's Kevin.
Kevin Beats? Kyle Beats?
I enjoy Mike Ribley.
Kevin Beats? Kyle Beats?
It was The Cave.
The Cave, yeah.
And if you guys haven't heard of Mark
Riblet.
Rebier.
It looks like Rebellet, but it's a Rebier. Some French shit. Anyways, super awesome. Check
Trevor
it out.
Shea.
They were drinking fucking yerba mate, and I was like, "How the fuck is that?" You know. And they were talking about how hyped up it gets them.
Yeah.
Somehow, dude. So like, you know, our phones listen to us or whatever.
They do.
Trevor Wallace did a fucking video about it.
Trevor Wallace did.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like, what do you say?
I don't know.
Adderall flavored mint water. You know, he's like just making fun of all the people that fucking drink yerba mate. But
Adderall
now I kind of
flavored?
Adderall flavored mint water.
Would it be mint flavored Adderall water?
No.
What's the flavor of Adderall?
I don't know. Well, actually, I do know. Very chemically.
Yeah, very.
I was going to say, I can see it being the other way around, but.
Yeah, no. It's just a fucking video. It's Trevor Wallace, you know? It's just,
I don't know what that
just
is.
For
I'm
funnies. You probably do. And he's fucking hilarious.
He is funny.
Anyways, funny. We should get some of that and try that out and see if it gives us caffeine.
Yeah,
let's gives try us Adderall-like effects.
Let's do it and get naked.
I'm down. We might get naked after
we'll catch those
it.
Boner pills and then chug a bunch of yerba mate.
Dude, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yo. We had a really homosexual idea.
I would say it's the straightest idea we've ever had.
I mean, there's going to be a few things that are somewhat straight, but most of us have curve.
Did we?
Yeah, mine's developed over time.
It's because you wank so hard.
Start you know what?
So yeah, too hard. Much consistent spanks.
Dude.
Yeah, you got to start switching up
down,
the fucking
hands. When it comes down to it, you just got to nonstop.
Just got to switch hands
go.
Over time.
But like Shia LaBeouf said, rest in peace. He's not dead. Just do it.
Like he said, rest in peace. He's not dead.
Well, here's the thing. I gave up on my hands a long time ago. I just fuck right in between the mattress and the box spring.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it
hurts
a little
wrong.
Bit.
Between the couch cushion.
Once you get that pre-nut. You know, and it's things start lubing up a touch.
Fuck yeah.
Fill a sandwich bag with like spicy mayo and a little bit of ketchup. It's the mixture of dreams.
You just get that warm tingly. It's like the KY. Yours
yeah,
mine,
it's like warm sensations
yeah. Get that
for
tingling
her pleasure,
that.
But there's no her.
Yeah. It's like getting a little tea tree soap in your pee
Ooh,
hole.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yes. Yes, sir.
I don't
sir.
Suggest that.
But you're going to suggest spicy mayo into your urethra.
Oh, we can't masturbate Good with call. Essential oils? This is bullshit.
Yeah, one's a condiment. It can be cleaned up afterwards.
You can clean up essential oils.
You just get done jerking and you go down. Babe.
At least your dick smells awesome and minty.
Your skin is probably way
what
good after
better
that?
Smell than ketchup and spicy mayo?
I can name about 12.
Go. My farts.
Mahogany teak wood.
Ooh, lies.
Dude.
Michelob Ultra.
Yes, sir.
That smells like mashed potato poops.
Strawberry syrup.
You're not wrong.
Strawberry
that.
Syrup.
Real Canadian.
That's where you go.
Real Canadian maple syrup.
Strawberry syrup. That's
hey,
where
listen,
you go.
Shut the fuck up so I can finish my goddamn He's only awesome on, smells.
He's only on three of list 12.
The smell of fresh pine needles.
Fantastic. Fresh cut grass.
Fresh cut grass.
Coffee in the morning.
Mm.
Let's go back to strawberry syrup real quick before all of those, because that's
well, I
what
look
came to mind.
Your shitty little strawberry crush over there, and I
you take it back.
No, I won't.
That is the best pop around.
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
How dare you?
I'm gonna argue on that one. It looks like cough syrup.
It looks.
You know what it tastes like?
Cough ass. Syrup.
God's cum. Okay, that's what it tastes like.
God is just.
And I know it messed up your stomach
bottle.
Recently. You drank Faygo the other day.
That it was before that. It was, I know what it was. It was
it accelerated
excessive
the pain.
Dehydration.
Nah.
Yeah. Because
no
when I'd piss, my
Your body
pee
doesn't
was so
need
yellow
water.
That all of the yellow fell to the bottom of the toilet.
I'm telling you right now.
Extreme dehydration.
Your body doesn't
diarrhea.
Need water. That's a lie.
I'm a scientist.
Your body makes its own water.
Very.
You're fine.
If you talk over me one more time, I'll fuck your mouth.
Who is this guy? He's going to fuck He's gonna fuck your mouth, dude. I'm going to watch with a grin on my face.
And a half chubby.
I'm going to be half chubby for sure.
You'll be chubby the whole time? You're already chubby.
No, it's just jokes on you.
That's a funny joke.
No.
That's a funny joke. That's a funny one.
Boy, you trying to get
None
your
of us
mouth
are fat,
fucked?
So we can't make fat jokes.
I'm
to each
fat.
Other.
I can't.
I mean, I have a nice set of titties.
I got a little belly going.
Yeah,
I've
not,
tried to get fat.
Over,
it doesn't work.
Wait. Yeah, you're fucked.
I'm fucked.
I can get you fat real easy. Eat one meal every other day, and your body just retains everything you've ever taken in.
You should do 6 cups of mass gainer every 4 hours.
Just start drinking Crisco.
I might actually just get tits, like just full boobs.
Yeah, we can give you a little cups, little hormones.
Yeah, dude. We
can set you up with a nice doctor, a little black market doctor.
give us a shout if you want us to make sure Dalton gets on a hormone therapy and see what happens.
Dude, I don't have like a deep voice to begin with, so I'm going to be sounding like a fucking hot bitch,
dude. Your
deep
voice doesn't come from your hormones. It comes from your body type.
That doesn't make sense.
The sound veckles through your vocal cords.
That's not entirely true. Because
that's like 99% of what your voice is.
Let's go with 95.
Because it's literally your vocal cords makes the sound and whatever. Like if I had a thicker neck and everything, your voice gets deeper. Literally, it's a thing.
But how do you explain like transitioning?
I've seen a couple of women with thick necks that got real tiny voices.
Have you asked any transitioning women what they have to do? It's a lot of training.
No.
They have to train and really work on their
voice. I've
always
been curious, but I just thought it was a hormone. So it was just part of the hormones.
We're going to get lit up about this.
Well, I know. I don't know.
We're just asking the question.
Like, I'm curious. I would love to know.
Asked a couple and it's a lot of training and really getting your voice to where it needs to be.
I don't doubt
it. Or you want it to be.
I wouldn't doubt it, but fucking cool. Yeah, because I've always been curious. I just thought the hormones like did.
Because I know the body type in general. Because I've had people literally, like for instance, you know, back in the day, Xbox Live, you know, no one had party chats. Everyone's in game chat, so everyone can hear everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chatting away and some dude just comes out of nowhere and goes, "Hey, you." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And he goes, "You're about 130 pounds, probably like 5'4 to 5'8, aren't you?" I'm like,
"What the fuck?"
I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "I can tell by your voice."
What a weird flex. Fuck off, guy, weirdo.
But that's the thing. I mean, it does change. I mean, it varies, obviously. When you grow up, whatever sounds you mainly hear and things like that, you're really going to like, your body starts to mimic and stuff. And that's how your vocal cords develop in general.
I mean, it makes sense. Well,
why don't I laugh normal? Let's talk about that.
I've never been happy. I have 50 Damn. Different laughs because I don't know how to fucking laugh. I just breathe awkwardly and something happens.
But when I laugh, it's just like, air comes out. not that obnoxious, but like I don't have like a full like laughter. I know like belly laughs, like I don't get like,
but that's the thing, is you've had laughs like that before. I've literally had made you do that before. It just depends on what kind of laugh pops out.
Suppose, it's like a reaction response.
I mean, you guys have seen me when you know I think something's really funny because I turn into like a high school child that's just
screaming. I was probably 18 or whatever. Whenever like the first few times, the first few times that smoked ganja.
The ganja.
Never have, never will.
Oh, well, you're missing out, bucko.
And, I think the hard stuff. Nesquik
to the veins.
Nesquik right to the veins.
Yo, sick.
Right between the toes.
You melt the Nesquik.
Nesquik.
We were also talking about how weird it is that we don't, our brains don't feel stressed, but our bodies do.
Yeah, that shit was, yeah.
We had this weird ass conversation. It was along the lines of when I was.
It was like a couple days ago.
Well, it was when I was having the bad stomach. I was like, I don't know what this is from because I haven't switched my eating habits, blah, blah, blah. And we had like, he agreed. And I don't necessarily like feel stress. I think it's, and what I was saying to him is, I think it's because we're so used to working so often that it's just like, okay, I'm done with this one, on to the next thing. And then on the next thing, and then the next thing, and the next thing. And we don't think about anything besides the next thing. And then it's that puzzle of, okay, this is fucked up. How do I fix it? Okay, that's done. Next thing. I don't like, our brains don't necessarily register the stress factor.
Yeah, yeah.
But our bodies feel the stress.
So you say that, but you've never gotten so annoyed that you've gotten a headache. You've never gotten so frustrated that you've gotten a headache. You never had a stress headache is what they call them.
No. The only times I really ever get headaches is when I'm playing video games too long or if I don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or if I'm just screaming.
I've never had like a stress headache.
I was going to say, because I get them, they're mainly like it's stress headaches, and it comes in the forms of migraines or pressure headaches. When I'm like, for instance, if I'm at work, I'm just pissed off. Things are going shitty. I'm having a rough ass day. It's right above my eye. I get like a little nail head.
Yeah.
And
I've heard people to get those.
That big. And you just feel the pressure and it just pulsates, or you get migraines because of the stress just in general.
I don't get those headaches.
It's or weird. If I laugh too hard, I also get headaches. And they're really painful.
Ooh.
No, but if I try and tie both my boots, by the time I'm done with my second boot, both my legs are numb.
Fucking damn.
You need to stretch.
Yoga.
I do. I literally stretch every day for like 5 minutes when I get to the shop. I'll just sit there and like, and I can touch my toes. You've seen that. Like I can touch my toes.
Seen that.
And it doesn't matter. And then I went to the chiropractor, like, oh, you probably got a pinched nerve. They did the x-rays, didn't see anything, but they, you know, I got adjusted for, I don't know what, 3 months. Never helped. Oh. Like, it is what it is.
I stretched a little bit this morning. Well, I didn't like full body stretch, but I have that on the back of my lower neck, I guess, or my trap, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I have this beefy knot and I don't know where it came from. Probably sleeping all fucked up or something.
Yeah. Scorpion or
but it's stomach. One of those ones where it's like, it's just ripping on my muscle. So it's coming through my neck.
Imagine that. His feet above his head.
Yeah, dude.
So trust me, I am. And it seems hilarious.
Yeah. It's a good time. I've done it.
Optimal milking position.
Oh, for sure. Oh, dude, absolutely. Your dick is hanging off the back.
Hanging out the back, baby. Dicks are out the back.
Dicks out the back. But anyway, yeah,
it's attached.
It's pulling my shit, so it's going through my neck and in my head. So it's those muscle headache things. So I went to stretch that headaches.
Headaches.
So I went to just stretch that. Yeah. But I did that chest stretch, you know, when you put your arm on the wall and then you like,
oh yeah.
And I swear to God, I ripped my tit, dude. I was like, what's stretching? I'm hurting myself. This is fucked.
You gotta warm up first. Get the body warm.
I did. I brushed my teeth and like put my shirt on. I thought it was warm after that. It wasn't enough.
Imagine that. You're at high school sports. Gotta go warm up. Coach, I got it. I already did it. What do you mean? You just started. I brushed my teeth. I put my shirt on.
I took my morning shit. I made a cup of coffee.
Tied my shoes. I'm good.
Good to go. He'd slap you right across the head.
Dude, fucking would. Kick me right in the teeth, probably.
When you guys are sore, do your actual bones ever hurt?
Bones?
No, get that the fuck checked out.
Dude, now I'm so. I mean, if any bones is going to hurt, it's going to be my knees.
Your bones don't have feeling.
Spine.
That's the nerves around your spine.
No, it. I can. Well, with feel
the joints and shit, like the cartilage and between bones.
Yeah, yeah, but the bone itself doesn't hurt.
Yes, it does. I know my body, dude, and my bones have tons of nerves all through them.
I have a PhD. Trust me,
dude. It feels like my bones are like dry and they hurt.
Oh,
that's how it feels.
Dry.
Well, I shouldn't say it hurts, but it's sore as hell.
That you said that my bones feel dry.
Something that would come out of my mouth.
Dude, I am not fucking kidding. I've been saying this for the last fucking at least 8 years.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They feel fucking dry. And I don't know how else to explain it besides they feel like if I was to get flicked in one fucking vertebrae of my spine, it might turn to dust.
Hey, Professor X, you want to know what my special power is? Oh, what's that? I got dry bones.
Yeah.
You know that character from Mario?
They're sore and dry.
That's me on the inside. That's dry bones. I'm brittle and I'm dry.
Holy fuck.
Everybody's like, yeah, you should go to the doctor. Here's a fucking funny fact about the doctor.
Drink milk.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
milk lubricates the bones. It's like the oil for the body.
Fish oil, for sure.
No, that's for fish.
Milk. It's also good for
your true.
If we needed fish oil, we produce fish oil. We're not fish.
Fuck.
Maybe. Could be mermaids.
You think so?
Maybe.
How many scales you got, bro?
Sometimes I feel like I have some.
Your fingernails and toenails aren't scales.
He's got 20 sometimes. Scales, bro.
20. Count. I'm going to count them tonight. I'm going to find them. I'm going
to
count them.
I want a picture of the scale. If I swear to God, if I see a skin tag or just like a booger that's been dried up on your calf.
Just an infected scab.
It's just your little wrinkle ring. That's all you send to them. And you just have like a little fucking dookie nugget hanging out.
Can we normalize sending turd cutter pics just to your friends? Just only nothing else. Just the hole. Just that chilly ring of pure heaven.
After you poop?
Anytime you
act. Or just sending
just
morning,
send,
use my butthole.
You got to send. All you can send is, want to see where the poop gets cut? Yeah. And you have to voice text it. You can actually text them it. And then it's an immediate shot of your anus.
Yo. We should do this.
Also,
I'm gonna have to shave my ass crack, dude.
I don't. Oh, no. Natural, baby.
Natural. You want to see that? There's wrinkle chicks out there growing dude?
Fucking giant bushes.
See a wrinkle. We're only gonna see shea carpeting.
It's gonna look like I don't know what it's gonna look.
It's gonna look like you're wearing Chibuku.
It's gonna look like Chewbacca, but if Chewbacca's face was just an eyeball.
Could you imagine if roles were reversed and women had very, very hairy asses and men were just like bare nothing?
Just baby clean.
And they had like hairy chests.
That'd be impressive.
Be wild.
It'd make for a really, really, really rough like boob job. Titty fucking.
Just fucking some
boobs. What if you just condition the shit out of it, dude?
I don't care how much you condition it. You're going to get a rash.
Yeah, I kind of missed a little spot because I was fucking with this mic. Did you say they were like pubes?
They're like pubes in general, just chest hair. Just chest hair. Like even if it's soft, like chest normal pubes. Hair up here, all conditioned and stuff.
Sure, sure.
You rub that against it. It's going to dry out your penis to the point where you're going to be rubbing up on raw.
Rub faster and it'll go away.
Rub faster.
Could you imagine? Because
that's how it works.
Yeah.
Add more friction.
Add more friction. You'll burn the hairs off at the root and then you'll have nice... wet, warm skin to play with. Sure.
The burning point of hair, like the just the, like the textile strength maybe of hair, whatever word I'm looking for here, that the hair is not going to disappear before your dick goes raw.
Could you imagine?
The other side of your dick.
The other side of your dick.
Hold on.
Let me flop this the other way.
How the fuck are you getting... God, how the fuck are you titty fucking that you use the other side of your dick?
You seen those dudes, you know, that get milk and shit and they get their dick completely pulled to their butthole?
Boy tips.
No, yeah. So you lay down reverse cowgirl, right? And then you bend that big old piece of shit dick you got. And you fucking basically your anus hole is bumping a little of that nose hair. Right? So as you slide back to get a good tete fuck.
You kind of give them 69 style. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially.
And
your penis is bent backwards at a flat 180 degree.
But the boob goes around and encases correct. The penis completely. Yeah.
Correct.
So if you have something completely encasing all sides of your penis, how am I going to flip my penis over and use the other side?
Because some chicks don't have giant titties, dude. Give them a break. It's not their fault.
And at no point do I have a penis that can't be surrounded by any sort of tit.
Yeah.
Mushroom in a moss pass, baby. So what if...
If a woman has a substantially flat chesticle...
Then you're not going to titty fuck her because she's not going to allow it.
She'll probably allow it.
She's
doing things for you, man. She gives a shit about what you want.
And you know what she's saying? She's going,
selfless.
You know what?
She's going, hey, you know what?
Selfless,
I got
dude.
A lot of hair up here and nothing to wrap around and I want you to flip your dick on me.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a friction job, dude. She'd be like, let me give you this.
Job. I want to set a fire with your penis. Give me a minute.
What happens?
I want
get some Kindle.
A fucking snake burn. On my chest.
So what if she's just a burly chested hair girl?
Big
just
tits,
like, just
no tits.
Huge, just big boobies.
Okay.
Just some jungle hair. And then she's like, I'm going to shave my chest today.
But dude, and then you get that
like
5 o'clock
shadow.
Oh,
and you go
shit.
To Pound Town on some 5 o'clock shadow boobs.
Well, I mean, to an extent, stuff like that's happened.
5 o'clock shadow boobs.
Because I've had 5 o'clock shadow downstairs mix-ups.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
But are you just rubbing your dong
you gotta,
straight
you gotta,
up on there?
You got to foreplay it. You got to tease it a bit.
But
you
gotta,
are you teasing
it?
Or,
all around
like
it. You
clown?
Paint it like a brush.
But you're saying
you
the
Bob
boobs...
You Bob Ross that ass.
I Bob Ross that ass.
But you're saying the boobs encase the entire penis. So
dude,
your face
only,
isn't being told... Well, if you're foreplaying with your schmingy schmang on the 5 o'clock diddly dad... You're not.
Oh, this turned into fucking.
Try to follow me here, people.
Is this a Cosby show or?
Whoa!
Who's in the bar? Where you put it with the dinner? You're up on some 5 o'clock shadow. Bing bang, shmoody boo.
I fucking nailed it. I don't care what you say.
I was gonna go Sesame Street, but dude, Cosby.
That is 100% a Bill Cosby thing.
Yeah.
Before all this fucking fuckery happened, for some reason, a thought came into my head.
I thought you were going to say
for some reason
that stopped recording. I was going to literally just jump out this fucking window.
Oh, dude, I would have ate glass for sure.
Would have chewed it with my gums.
Not in here. He would have gone downstairs, found some glass. That's ceramic. We're going to find some glass.
I would have just fucking ate it.
I knew you were going to reach for that. I fucking knew it.
Yeah, you did.
What was your thought? You were popping in your brain ski there.
So I was at my uncle's birthday party a while back, a couple weeks.
Uncles don't have birthdays.
Mine does because mine's awesome. And
what?
My grandpa was there.
Nice.
And then
grandpa daddy.
And then I left.
Great.
And I talked to my mom the next day. She's like, yeah, grandpa was wondering how he can listen to your podcast.
Oh shit.
He asked me about that when I met him. I think it's the same one.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Because he's gonna say, oh no, I don't listen to it.
Yeah,
he doesn't sound like that at all.
Not for him. But, no, yeah, he doesn't.
Definitely. I started laughing. I'm like, oh yeah, that I was talking to your mom about it. I'm like, do you really think he's going to... he might listen to it. I don't think he'll listen to it twice.
He won't get past the first episode, and I can promise that.
No.
He's going to go, shit, Ben looked at some shemale porn, and some chick shot a smoothie out of her ass. This kid is not my grandchild. I don't know who the fuck this guy is, dude. He would.
Or
just...
you're going to get a really awkward text saying, I get it.
Oh, they've
been there, bud.
Why don't you have me?
I got some stories. Yeah.
This episode is going to be so echoey. God, this is going to be a nightmare for me to fucking do. Oh, I can't wait, dude.
I'm so sorry.
So if it's echoey, I'm sorry. I can't fix it now.
We haven't padded this place up like an asylum yet.
We haven't padded it, and we're just fucking having a silly goose time, as that canceled Chris D'Elia would say.
Canceled Chris D'Elia. The CCD.
CCD? CCD.
That was good. That was quick.
That was quick.
I'm always
quick. You're a little sharpshooter over there.
Ladies, you hear that? Always quick.
Keep a scope on that penis.
Fucking 8 times, baby, coming in
8
hot.
Times, 30 seconds. Filled.
Filled.
To the brim.
Full.
If you had 4 hours, do you think you could fill a Dixie cup full of sperm?
Easily.
Like
four
a small
hours?
One, like the little
if,
ones they put pills in.
If I didn't lose consistency, yes.
What does that mean?
Like,
well,
if you keep on going and keep on going, you don't produce as much and as much.
Sure, 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 sure.
You'd have to probably edge yourself all morning.
We'd have to get some horny goat weed.
I don't need that.
We should try it. We should all double test.
A Dixie cup in 4 hours. Fill a Dixie cup full of cum.
Upon me.
Why? I want to see if it fucking makes you just cum gallons.
Dude,
it just makes you
horny because I'm not...
It doesn't make you cum more. It doesn't make you more ropey.
There is something out there that makes you fucking cum gallons because, dude...
It's
Yo,
called,
I've seen some videos.
It's called a lot of edging and a good diet.
I can do one of those, but the good diet's gotta go, dude.
Yeah, that's shot for shit.
But there. Straight Arby's.
The
all
way to
day,
get
son.
As much out as possible is pretty much spend a week of watching porn and don't jerk off, and then jerk off. You'll have the biggest load of your life if you make it through night emissions.
I feel like the only way is you just don't, you just don't fucking ejaculate for a long time. Just let her build and build and build.
No,
and then you just,
but
and
you
then
have
just
to still have a reason to make it produce.
To get,
so you have to get yourself
up.
Going.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You can only rub yourself
try
to
it,
your sweatpants.
Try next time you jerk off, make it like an hour long thing.
We already went over this. Dalton doesn't jerk off. He's a fucking...
Well, next time you do, which is once in a blue moon, make it like an hour long thing where you're switching videos, where you're looking at stuff, you're still going, but you don't let yourself go all the way, and then let yourself go. You'll be shooting across this room and hitting walls.
An hour out of my goddamn day?
Yeah.
To beat my meat?
Yeah, just don't Snapchat one day.
I don't Snapchat for an hour.
Straight up, that's fair.
Oh, goddamn, dude. I'm out here fucking advertising. Sup.
You could shoot a shit ton of loads in the amount of Snapchat time you have.
I could.
You could.
I probably could.
You probably could have got a bunch of shit done too.
Well, probably. You know what's funny? Everyone's like, so how you been all right? Been pretty good? Because the first thing I've had like three people already tell me, I haven't really seen any of those like really crazy, angry, long rants on Snapchat.
Nope, no more angries. No more angries. They're still pretty long, but
they're
still
pretty long. They're kind of boring, so I'm going to have to
step
on my comedic game.
I mean, we give you shit, but it's your outlet to do stuff.
It is. No, give me shit, dude. Just poop in my face.
Well, I mean, I do that, but you don't allow it.
Well, you're okay.
I'll poop on your face. I'll pee in your face. I don't care. Just don't get it on mine. It doesn't affect me none. People are like, oh, I'd never pee on somebody. What does that do for you? Nothing. It's for your partner. Pee on
it
your
is.
Partner if
it's
they want to pee on it. You're not going to... It might be a little splashback, but I mean, if you're peeing in a urinal, your feet are getting pissed on anyway.
True. Dude, we're always pissing on our feet.
Did I tell that story about what I do to Bree on this?
Yeah, you did.
With the, okay.
The pee
sprinkler?
In the shower? The fountain?
Yeah, the fountain of fucking mm-hmm. awesomeness.
Oh, God, that's fucking
Yeah, peeing
glorious.
Straight up right into her nostrils.
No, I would not do that.
You did that word for word.
I have peed on her foot, though. That was pretty funny.
I'm just hoping that people that listen to this.
I think she somebody, also peed on my feet, which is fucking disgusting.
That's fucking funny.
You can pee on multiple times.
Dude, it's kind of like it's my hidden talent.
It's a rite of passage. PM Ben.
Yeah. I've had more golden showers than
most porn stars.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a real bond thing.
Yeah.
That's how we bond.
And you know, the craziest part about that was the first time I got a golden shower, it was by a dude.
Nice.
It's not really that crazy. We can't control where this thing goes. Have you seen toilet seats?
Well, kind of. We can aim it.
Yeah. Well, unless it's, you know, it's got the two stream seal in the middle, squirting left and right. Yeah, you know, you hit the wall and the fucking sink.
That shit sucks.
Dude.
You're in the back right of the toilet and the fucking left side of your vanity.
And the worst is when you like are middle of the night, you wake up to pee, you're barely cognizant at all. And you're pissing. You're like, okay, my one eye's open, one eye's closed. This feels great. And you're like, what's that weird sound? That doesn't sound like water. And you're literally peeing on your own foot because it's split sideways. So one's going into the fucking thing and inside the toilet curtain. Bowl.
Yeah.
My if I'm hitting the shower curtain,
oh god,
I got a problem.
You it's going behind you.
I'm sitting over milking myself over this toilet.
I got a wall right next to mine, so if I can arc that son of a bitch, that's impressive.
Yeah, like in the middle of the night, because I do the thing if you're like too tired, where you
gotta just sit down, dude.
Well, you do, but I don't
risk it for the biscuit.
I was standing like in the middle of the night, so I won't be like, nope, I can't do the lights. I'm gonna keep my eyes kind of shut because I don't want to lose sleepiness. I want to go right back to fucking sleep because my sleep schedule sucks.
Right on.
I just can't sleep well. So you go in, no lights off.
Have you tried sleeping better?
I tried. It's a brutal game. But I'll do the no lights on, but then you have to find the water. You know precisely kind of where the toilet may be. So you try to, you're doing the like the hip thrust and trying to find the water, the noise, and you're not hitting it, but you know you're hitting somewhere on the toilet. You know, I don't know if it's the inside bowl or the rim or what. And then next thing you know, there's piss everywhere.
And then you're up for another fucking 25 minutes with your eyes wide open. I've never had
that type of spatial, like,
I should sit down.
A you're lack right. of spatial awareness when it comes
yeah.
to that.
Yeah, if you're waking
every up. Time I've had my well, eyes closed like, peeing, I've hit the water.
Well,
that's impressive, dude.
I've like, hit in the bowl majority of the time, but I don't always hit the water. I try, and then eventually I'll hit it at the end.
I don't know what it is, but give me like a week in a house, and if I have the same, like for instance, my bedroom, my bathroom, I walk eyes closed the entire way. And I can grab toilet seat. As soon as I have the toilet seat in my hand, I know exactly where I'm peeing.
You might be right if you went blind.
The only time that sucks if I have the split, because then I screw myself and I hit my foot or I hit something else and then I'm, you know, clean up piss.
That's just the worst. Dude,
that's it. One part's hitting the water.
The worst is when, dude, I don't know which fucking one of our cats or two of the cats. Dude, sometimes somebody get pissed off, they'll just shit on the floor.
Oh, for real?
Right on the floor.
When's this been popping off?
That's what animals just happens
every once
angry.
In a while.
Shit.
Every once in a while. And, then you get the rant. You step and throw up. Ooh. That's always a fucking fun day.
Oof. Yeah. Right in between the...
Don't miss any of
seeps
that.
Seeps into the toes.
Listen.
Oof. Don't miss the waking up at 4 a.m. to 30 piles of throw up around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss that.
Tiger's pretty good at throwing up. He's also old. He doesn't digest.
He's an old boy.
He's crawling his ass to the grave at this
point. Yo, same.
Hey, on God, dude.
5 more years, God. Baby.
See you on the other side.
I had something I was going to say, dude, and I lost it.
Son of a bitch.
It's all right. You'll find it later.
Not cool, dude.
It could be cool, though.
Pretty stoked, though. Think.
You can start making it cool.
I mean, we can talk about something completely different.
Like?
I don't know. Whatever. What were you thinking of?
Oh, man. Good luck.
You guys ever have that friend that you just want to consistently beat the shit out of?
I was trying to reverse psychology to get you to jumpstart your memory.
When you look at their face.
You hear that? Ben's body shaming my ugly
you
face.
You want to pound it.
Sexually.
With your fist.
Which is a penis.
Until it is flat as a piece of paper.
And covered in cum.
Because everybody comes on paper.
I mean, on paper it works.
Fucking damn.
Full circle, dude. That's how all jobs work.
Once again, spin team.
Right, you're the captain of this fucking spin team.
We ever have a PR problem, Bring it my way. Yeah. Ben, Ben gets caught for pissing outside a bar next to an elementary school. I'll find a way to make it look like we did something good.
It wouldn't be out of the bar. It'd be right next to my work truck with the door open.
Oh, for sure.
Because I couldn't wait.
Because I'll, you know what? At Competent Indians, we work so hard and we're dedicated to this job that even our own bladders don't matter to us. We will wait till the last exact minute until it falls out of us without control, just going back to our work trucks, grabbing more tools, and it's on the ground. Bust our ass.
That sums up my day. See, almost every day.
Yeah.
Because peeing outside is what we do.
Yeah. Dude, my DNA is scattered through the metro area.
Dude, my DNA is scattered through metro women.
I don't feel bad for you.
I don't feel bad for them.
I do.
I do.
See where that went?
I see where that went.
I was going to say something about, you know, when you said the PR stuff and the conversation we had earlier about Trump being a wizard.
That was off camera. Or
that was off mic.
That was off podcast.
And it wasn't anything like positive about him.
No,
he's a manipulative. So
let's make that real clear. But he is some sort of a social media wizard, in a sense. But anyways, I was going to say you're like the Donald Trump of Competent Idiots, in the fact that you could
watch words very carefully here.
PR. If there was PR a wizard, negative dude, PR,
you if there's could, anything negative, because the whole thing was Trump's really good at saying a bunch of fucked up shit and then saying more fucked up shit, so you forget about the last fucked up shit he said.
But I don't blanket. I spin. I take what we did. I admit we did it, and I make it for a good cause. What he does is he blankets. He goes, "Oh, this can't happen," or "this stupid inappropriate thing."
See, this is why I didn't say it. But you made me say it.
You made me fucking say it.
See, I wasn't going to say it because I already knew it was a stupid idea and it wasn't going to come out right. And you still made me say it.
Well, you know what? Don't worry. I already spun it back around.
Spin it. Spin that shit.
Spin cycle.
I will spin it. I will spin it only if you spin on top of me.
No, dude. That's not for me.
Sit. Spin.
Some dreidel fucking.
I want you to hold your own knee under knee pits. I'm going to spin you and spin you and spin you.
Dude, my colon could potentially, what's the word I'm looking for?
Contract jisms.
No, you know those things back in like the early or the late 90s, early 2000s that looked like a makeshift fleshlight, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And you would just like kind of drop it through your hands and it had the hole in the middle.
Let me grow up and realize those were
Did you ever take that and twist it?
Yes.
That's how I imagine my colon would go.
Oh, shit.
And that sounds not good. I have no idea what's happening right now.
You don't know that thing?
All I can imagine is a plastic tube that you're doing this with over and over.
That's essentially what it was.
Usually had like liquid in it.
And it was like a fun color. And sometimes it had some sparkles or some weird shit in there.
What's this thing?
Because you'd hold it.
It would slide through your hands.
Yeah. So it'd slide and you just like keep
touching
it. You're
gonna have to show me a picture. I honestly, not even me being a fucking prick or a troll. I have no idea.
You'll know when you'll see
what the hell you're talking about.
You'll know when you see it.
When we became,
because now I'm thinking Slinky or some shit where you're going like back and forth.
Because when
they've had tons of memes about it.
Yeah, when we became like young adults.
Yeah, who would have known that you could have fucked this the entire time you were playing with
It's like the tube sleeve thingy.
Yeah,
it's like a gelatin or a jelly in the middle where you squeeze it and it rolls over itself and shit like that.
Except it's not jelly, but yes. You're thinking of the exact same thing.
Okay, because I literally was thinking of some sort of plastic tube fucking hollow tube fucking thing.
No, that I would just like drop and then catch with my other hand.
I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Nah.
Like, oh, hey, look at this.
I want to say this is a bad interpretation, but that's like the only thing you could do. You can't like have somebody imagine it's rolling in on itself and falling through your hand.
Yeah.
So like, this is the only thing I could do, which is hand over the hand.
I got it.
Or the one thing I was thinking of too, that you might've been going at, is that like weird spinny thing on the metal half hook where you go down and back up and down and back up and it like would roll.
But that has nothing to do with my intestines. See, you already forgot the initial fucking conversation.
Why would it not? Because your intestines go down and
yeah, but there's no little dreidel on there that you're flinging around.
Where is there a dreidel on your intestines?
Exactly my fucking point. And why were you bringing up a piece of equipment that has a little ball dreidel deal? You see where I'm going? You don't see anything.
You need glasses. This is the thing. Me, our brains do not work well together. We've done this in video games. I'm over here. No, you are not, because exactly what you described to me is where I am at, and you are not here. And I'll do the exact same thing. No, I'm over here, and you'll be exactly where I'm describing, and it's not where I'm at.
Correct.
We are on such a higher, different level of wavelength.
Dude, I'm sorry that I'm smarter than you.
You think that.
Yeah.
And it might be true, but it might not be.
Freedom of thought, you know? It's in the Constitution. Look it up.
Freedom of thought?
Freedom of thought.
Your thought.
Dude, I thought hard.
Because I'm a thought. And we're both free.
Thought Thursdays, dude.
We can
start that up.
It's thought every day. Every day should be a thought. Yeah, but have a thought.
If we did thought Thursdays, we could post our ass on a fucking... God damn it, I'm stuttering.
I think you're saying OnlyFans, Instagram.
No, Twitter. I was gonna say the fucking bathroom sink, bro. You know, when chicks put their ass on. Oh my
god, I don't understand
that. We could do Thought Thursdays, dude, and it could just be us.
I want to see a compilation of women that are doing that, and
it's it makes your ass look fatter
so much that the sink breaks. Like, it's just because
you'd have to have a floating sink, I feel like, to make a break, though.
But I mean, just
or means, a hefty.
I was just gonna say enough people smelly. The same thing. It's enough stress to create a fracture over time,
sure,
where that keeps on going and going. Where someone's gonna be like, "I'm gonna take that booty pick on the sink real quick." Goes up, comes down, ceramic goes down with her.
That'd be impressive.
Like, I'm not saying any one gal is fat enough or weighs enough to make that happen. I'm saying over time, physics has proven that enough pressure on one thing will cause it to break, even if it's a small amount.
But if she was thoughty enough, you know, for a fact, she wouldn't understand physics and she would literally stop eating for the rest of her life because she would think that she did that because of her 97 pounds is too much.
That's true. Well, 97 pounds is a lot.
I mean, when you carry it with one arm, yes. Two arms, even distribution, we in the clear.
What about one leg?
I've never carried anything with one leg.
How about two legs?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Carry?
That's called like holding it in my arms and walking. That's considered carrying, yeah?
Yeah, you think so?
I suppose.
Well, think about it. Your legs are constantly carrying things. Your hearts never stop working.
True. And your brains never stop running.
Doesn't it shut down?
And it doesn't even have feet.
It goes into sleep mode, though.
Yeah, but it's not working.
It's relaxing, I'd say, is an aspect. Like, it shuts down like most of itself, but keeps the vitals still going.
I wouldn't go that far.
Or just a penis card.
Well, that's the thing, is that's why it shuts down. Because it's like, okay, it's like saying I'm in work mode, but when you're in like full work mode and you don't only think about work, other things pop up every now and then, like start doing a little daydreaming here and there.
Yep.
That's where me and you differ.
Things like that.
I'm a big work guy. Work on the brain.
That's why when you're working, I've gotten texts about, hey, this thing about the podcast. Because you're not thinking about the podcast at work, obviously, even though you text me.
Well, that's on lunch break. Which, to be fair, I don't get. So I make my own.
No, you get box breaks when you're stuck up in the, or boom breaks.
Boom breaks. Boom breaks.
Boom breaks.
Boom breaks.
Yeah, is it a literally box and figuratively.
Well, technically, it's a bucket. Bucket breaks.
Bucket breaks. That's what I'm
thinking. Bucket boom breaks. Boom bucket breaks.
Bucket boom trucks breaks. BBTBs.
boom truck breaks.
Boom truck breaks. Anything has to do with
which
boom
also
truck.
It did happen, and I was stuck up in the fucking boom. So that's a double header.
Please say you just play games up there or something. Like,
no, I have to work.
But no, when you're stuck.
When I was stuck, I just listened. Stuck. I just listened.
Now
when
you're just up there.
I've only been stuck once, first of all. And I just listened to music and watched three guys try and use one crescent wrench and a piece of string to manually spin the turret of the bucket.
So how did that go?
Oh, dude, took hours.
Went down one inch per
turn.
What
was the textile strength of that string?
2,500 pounds.
Oh, are you actually using meal tape or something?
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking string. I'm literally imagining a shoelace or some shit. No. I was like, what are you using that's making it take so long?
No, they tied... What did they tie? Tied some piece of equipment to the end of it and chucked it up to me and I had to catch it. And then I had to tie it on the bucket. And then they... two dudes were reefing on it to try and pull it. And then one dude would get like a quarter crank of the nut to spin the turret. And it would only move like a quarter of an inch.
Oh,
it took fucking hours, dude. It was awesome.
At that point, I'm jumping.
Well, you're getting paid hourly.
Well, I did think about sliding down the boom, but then I was like, well, I'm getting paid to be stuck up here, so I don't really kind of give a fuck.
The only thing I could think of immediately is the moment that happens is that's the moment I was going to go down and take a shit, or I was going to go take a piss or something. Like, that's the moment it happens. Like, oh, I'm stuck. Because I got stuck in an elevator twice at work, and both times I was literally on my way to take a shit.
Oh, fuck.
See, I always bring like a container of, you know, empty container of something. So I can specifically make wee if I need to.
Oh, yeah. I've some of the buckets, so many bottles.
Some of the buckets are not up to OSHA standards. And what that means is our buckets are insulated. So if we hit power lines, we don't like get, you know, fucking blown up. Some of the guys have drilled holes in the bottom of their buckets so that when it rains and snows and your bucket gets filled up, somewhere to drain.
Yep.
Well, you can also pee down that.
Yes.
The problem with that is since the bucket is insulated, there's two layers. So you got like your plastic layer, and then you have your plastic and fiberglass layer, and the pee gets trapped in between those sometimes.
Oh, gross.
And you're, you know,
what about a funnel?
What's that?
A funnel. Put the funnel in the hole, squat down, pee in the funnel.
Well, the holes aren't that big.
For a funnel?
Just get a
like a little oil funnel. It's like it goes down to like this.
I mean, at that point, you could probably arc your piss up and over the bucket.
And then you just... But it's more... It's not as conspicuous seeing a fountain coming over.
Well, just get a long enough hose, a wide enough hose, put your dick in the hose. Well, you'd have to probably push pretty hard to push the urine up, and then... Well, then it siphons itself, kind of.
Sounds like you're just peeing on your own penis head there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're just going to backflow, and then it's going to be stuck. You can't pull it off, otherwise you get pissed off.
I want you to think about your idea, and I want you to pee into a water bottle where you completely hold your head over the entire entrance.
And you keep the water bottle kind of tilted at 45.
I want you to do that, and let me know.
I'll fill it up.
I can promise you right now what will happen is you'll have a lap full of piss. Because if it's completely placed around... All you're doing is pissing into a big old canister of air, and there ain't going anywhere.
Maybe I just want pee on my dick.
No, if you take that same tube. I know this from
experience because I did that my first time peeing in a car.
If you take that same tube now and you suck on the other end and get a siphon going, you'll get a little pee in your mouth, but it might work.
You will, but you could siphon it.
Or we get a funnel and skip all of this.
Or you just bring a Gatorade bottle up and you can skip everything.
Yeah.
Like a big, what if you like, water jug? What if you got lime Gatorade and you have the bottles are next to each other?
You chug one. Oh, you just chug the other one. You just get two empty Gatorade bottles because you're going to need it after you chug.
But you're going to want at least one bit of liquid up there drinking. What if it was a 2-for-3 special or something? Buy three, get one free. You get the one extra and you grab the piss one. You're like, fuck, it is hot. Got to down this. Now you're taking your own electrolytes back into your body.
Yeah, it's sterile.
It's still like a win-win if you ask me. I'm just saying. Also, you would have to be up there for quite some time to get desperate
to drink piss.
And also, if you knew you pissed in something, there's a good chance you'd test the waters. One of them's going to be not open, and one of them's going to be open.
At least smell it before pounding her back.
At one point, it will be not open, but at the second or third point throughout your day, which has been a very long day, you're already mentally mush, and you're like, fuck, and you just don't even think about it. You just reach down, you're like, there's my Gatorade bottle. Fuck, it's been such a long day. Maybe I'm Snapchatting about it.
No, but I did watch my old partner fucking get a mouthful of 90% isopropyl alcohol on accident.
Oh,
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say
he did the same thing. He bought a bottle of water, and we were getting kicked out or whatever. So we tried trying to finish up as much shit as we could, and it's hot as fuck in there. And he set the water down right next to the fucking alcohol, cause we use alcohol to splice fiber.
Oh, got it.
And he's like, fuck. So he grabbed it. We were talking, and reaches down. I wasn't even paying attention. I was looking him in the eyes, and he fucking spins the cap off and fucking takes, and then he just what the fuck, man?
Should have put a lighter right up to his mouth.
Yeah. Dude, he was pissed. And he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke and do all that, you know. So he's like, he was pissed that he put that fucking alcohol. And I'm assuming it burned. Oh, no. But I was laughing pretty hard. I laughed the entire way home. It's fucking
great. Because I've heard people do that. That's why I'm bringing up the switching the piss water. Because the chew spit. I've seen guys literally.
Oh, I've seen that.
They have two water bottles. One is empty and full of chew spit. One is half empty full of water. And they just grab it. And they just go like this. And next thing they know, you see the horror in their eyes as they literally just took in the spit.
Dude, I would throw up for
hours. That's the thing. When you're not thinking about it, you're just going to be like, it's over here. I remember putting a bottle here. I'm going to grab that bottle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think about what's in it. It's like when, for instance, I do it to myself all the time. I don't know if you guys do it as much, but you're thinking about a drink. You're thinking about a Barks Root Beer.
Okay.
Talking about it for a while. Mm-hmm. Go to grab your beer and you drink out of it. And you're like, that's not Barks Root Beer. And it fucks with you completely. I've done that. My main two I do it with is milk and Mountain Dew.
Milk and Mountain Dew.
That's unfortunate.
Because I'll be like, God, I just... Oh, I have milk. Fuck yeah. I'd be like, I'm thirsty, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, thinking about like, just, you know, gaming, like, oh, after, as soon as I die, I'm going to take a sip of that chocolate milk. That's Mountain Dew. And I just put it right back down because I, my brain process, like, you're going to be intaking some milk. Get ready for the milk.
Get ready for the milk.
And I taste the Mountain Dew. And it's a shock to the system.
Ick.
That happens to me a lot. So that's the thing. It's like my brain shuts down a lot. I turn it off.
My brain shuts down.
And I just grab and I'll start drinking. And I'll eat stuff. I'll think, I don't know. I
you usually, don't look at things before you grab them, do you? Sorry, Ben.
No, I don't.
You're good. I usually don't have two beverages ever near me.
No, unless they're the same one, like beers, for instance.
Yeah.
Or coffee but for me.
I don't think I ever, like... I wouldn't be able to do that because like I just don't ever have two beverages.
But I mean, it doesn't have to be near you. It could be just thinking of like for instance, you have a squirt in the fridge, mm-hmm. but you have water next to you. And you're thinking about grabbing a squirt maybe sometime soon or something like that. Just you think about it for a bit. So that's what your mind's going for. And you go to grab something. You're thinking, oh, I've been thinking about squirt for so long. I probably already grabbed that type of thing. You're not thinking at all. And you just drink out of it. Like, that's not what I thought it was going
to
be.
I don't know if I've actually done
that. Like, yeah, done not that. Even to be a dick or anything.
Yeah, no, I just don't think I've ever done that.
I've never had that.
Oh, crazy.
It's got to be fucking disheartening.
It is. I've done it with food. I've done it with drinks. It's like you're about to eat something. And you're like, oh, I got a big Kit Kats. You know, I got my sweets going.
Yep.
Maybe some pizza rolls in front of me. Gonna lounge out, snack out, have a good time. And I'm sitting there. I'm just like, that's not chocolate. And it's like, it's not like I'm pissed. I'm like, oh, I'm still gonna eat that. But it's like my brain thought was like, I'm grabbing some chocolate, right. Even though it's off a plate and not in a bag.
Just, I would be just pure disappointment too.
Yeah.
Just so sad.
I've gotten up and gotten what I was tasting. Like I would be like, okay, I wanted that Mountain Dew. This is milk over here. I'm going to get that Mountain Dew real quick. You know, got to crave that sensation.
Dude, you got to do the dew.
Sounds like addiction.
Everything's addiction. I mean, we're addicted to breathing. Try not doing it.
No way, dude. I'll die.
Your body will fight it. Your body's addicted to the oxygen. It's a conspiracy. Oxygen actually kills you. You don't need it.
You know what's weird? I'm going way sidetrack here. When I went to the banyo, at some point in time, you guys don't even know when I did it.
But I watched you.
But the poop spray can in there? Like
what?
With the Febreze poop spray can? The like smell odor is just wood.
Oh, you can just get wood?
You can just get wood. I never really thought about it until now.
Well, what kind of wood?
What a stupid I don't know,
but how do you...
Fucking,
it's just wood. It smells good. Don't get me wrong. But like...
It doesn't smell like wood?
No. Not really.
I can tell you right now, it doesn't smell like my wood.
No.
Yo, let me sniff your wood.
Yo, come on down.
Let me sniff that dick.
Let me sniff that dick. But they're not only
smells
putting...
Smells like from under.
Making wood into paper. They're putting it into fucking poop spray.
Hold on.
I'm holding it, dude.
I'm not entirely happy that you call it poop spray.
I don't know what to call it.
I want to know, do you actually believe they take wood and make it into Febreze?
No.
Do you actually believe that they take it away from making paper and making Febreze?
No.
They grind it down and just add water.
Yeah, they just fucking into fine. Yeah, no. Not that fucking dumb. I'm pretty dumb.
I mean, that's what it came out as. So I was like, wait a second.
No, it's just more like a scent. Like they're like, what scent do we want? Wood.
Because if you would have said yes, I can promise you, you would never talk to me again. Because I was going to
make fun of me for the rest of my life.
Into you.
Oh, for sure. Oh, you for sure would. What do you call it, though? You don't call it poop spray? I don't. I guess that's just.
I don't know. I don't think about it.
See? What do you call it, Barry?
We have poopery.
Yeah, I was going to say, I call it by its name, whatever it's like the logo of it. And I also have poopery.
Well, I could be like, yeah, the Febreze in there. But
yeah. I wouldn't say poop spray. I'd just say I got Febreze in the bathroom.
Oh, that's just what I use it in there.
An aromatic spritz.
You said that once in your life, and that was this moment.
Aromatic spritz.
I've heard shit spray before because it's S&S, but poop spray, I don't know.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
A little bit. I won't deny that. But I just...
Do you just like making us uncomfortable?
Kind of.
Who do you think you are? Barry?
You inspire me, babe.
Yes. I'm ripping off on all of you.
Poop spray.
Or rubbing us.
Now y'all got the berry, herpes, also known as burpees.
Burpees.
Gross, man.
God damn it.
Y'all getting way too open, way too unfiltered, and you can barely talk. Welcome to my life.
Talking's fucking overrated. Which is hilarious to say. The irony in that. This is what we do right now, boys. We're talking. I'm retarded. I'm going to sleep.
It's been a long day.
I'm going to bed. Sorry. You want me to wait in the car? That's your fucking thing. God damn it. Now I'm ranting.
I love this little
Somebody put me out of my misery.
This little self-conversation you have here. Me and Ben are just, you know, and sitting back and enjoying where this goes.
Struggle. I don't, you know, yeah, see, sometimes, I don't know.
I was kind of just trying to figure out the end game there.
I was trying to figure out where you're going with this. And I just saw this fire grow in a dumpster.
Yeah. And then it rapidly
dwindled.
Oh, yeah. In my head the whole time, there's an end game. And then I panic. And then I fucking just bury myself.
Classic.
Or light myself on fire like a dumpster fire. Whatever.
I always try to make it so I'll try to remember at least the beginning of my rant and then try to close it off with that, because I like what you just did.
I'm not that smart.
I forget where I'm going most of the time. I open my mouth, I'll start it, I'll forget where I'm going in the middle. The middle is absolute bullshit, but whatever I started with, I end with. And then I hope for the best.
Just make sure it doesn't make enough
sense. Listen back on these podcasts. You'll notice when I forget where I'm going with things, and then I just circle back real quick because I don't know where I'm at anymore.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I just go full-blown stroke.
Yeah, I'm very, very aware of my idiotness. So I catch on to it, and I try to circle back to make myself seem like I'm smarter than I really am. But really, I'm just a lost child in my own head.
That's all right.
No, at least you can admit it. That's the first step.
That's the only step. I'm not going anywhere after that. I'm going to admit what I have and deal with it.
This is my process.
Okay. No, dude, you need to work through the steps, bro.
Yeah, step one, admit that you have it. Step two, live with it. Step three, profit.
Profit.
Step four,
live with it again.
Join a pyramid scheme. Step profit some more.
Step five, turn that pyramid scheme into a cult. Step six, dude, sex.
I've been thinking about that, and I think I want to join a cult soon.
Nice.
Because I'm tired of my everyday life.
Like, what kind of cult, though? There's a bunch
of
weird ones.
A fun one. Like, I want a fun one. Like, where people, you know, everybody's just having the sex all the time.
I was going to say, if we could guess where this is going.
People are making, you know, enough money to just live their lives.
So what you want is not a cult, but a commune.
I want internet and sex.
Yeah, you want a commune. That's what you want.
I want I want sex with everyone.
Yep.
So it's like a nudist commune.
You're literally
that games.
That's what most communes just are.
They want internet and sex.
Everyone fucks everyone.
Yes.
There's no jealousy allowed. Everyone just provides what they can for themselves and the people around them. You just do whatever you need to do.
I'd be out there just building desks.
The fuck on.
And tables and milk stations. Everyone
literally would have just I'm the guy who does all the furniture here. Everything has been designed to be fucked on.
Yeah.
See that chair? There's three holes in the bottom. Figure it out.
And but it's you can't laid fuck
back.
With it.
So yeah. It doesn't hurt your back.
There's no instructions.
It's an assless seat.
So you can throw an ergonomically toilet seat?
Exactly, dude. I didn't invent it. I just reinvented it.
Well, if you're reinventing, they're all ergonomically correct. If you're making them, dude. Hell it's body friendly and sexually friendly. And there'll be
stirrups on there so your legs don't go numb, but you can also hit that pee. That ussy. And that bussy.
I'd imagine if that was a thing, you would get bored within the first, like,
no way, dude,
2 years of it, and you would switch your genre up to go like medieval torture furniture that was actually sex stuff. You'd be like
BDSM furniture.
This guillotine doesn't cut off your head, but you put your head there so it's locked in while you get throat fucked.
Yeah. Turning
the stockade, we just upgraded it so your hands face backwards so you can jerk people off.
Turning medieval either kill machines or torture devices into sex machines. That's incredible.
You ever heard of the rack? It ain't stretching your body that way anymore.
No.
It's a gaper now.
Dude, we're onto some shit.
Yo, dude,
we could start our own commune if we wanted.
You know, nobody's stopping us.
And I think we should pick up there on the next episode.
Starting a commune?
Get people fucking ready to listen.
Yeah, it's going to be so awesome when they listen to these back to back and we completely forgot about the commune for the next episode.
No way, dude. I'm making a fucking reminder of my phone. Yeah. Talk about the sex commune and how we're making medieval furniture into sex.
I don't think any of us have been able to even talk.
Coming off on you now. Yeah, I'm telling
I think we've all could not say sex at some point. You guys are
You guys are getting a little bit of my fumes or something. You guys are developing a lisp. You're very perverse compared to when I first met you. More open, barely can talk in general.
I'm gonna say one thing though.
I've poisoned the water. You're
a cult leader.
I've been this perverse for a long time. If anybody knew my dad, he was a very perverse person.
That just unlocked perverse, the door for you then? Because it seemed like when I first met you, you weren't as perverse.
Well, I was a closet perverse.
Yeah, you were just, you needed to get comfortable.
I was like,
I'm pretty sure I just made that up.
Hello.
I was closet perversial. So you know what I mean? You know? And when you have, when you got a podcast, you can make up all your own words if you want.
Well, I mean, we're able to. If Dalton tries, we don't let it happen.
No, you just fucking scold me.
Very true. And you just, did you say skull?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Viking territory, brother.
No, I'm not. Oh my God, Dalton is hot.
We would never scold.
Fuck
cook.
You,
there's Delvin. A, cook,
there's
baby.
There's a D on the end of that.
Scold.
He said it again. Scold.
You heard it here
the
first.
The Packers got scold last weekend.
Listen the fuck here. We won Thursday night.
Was that against the Vikings?
No. I don't want to talk about that second round.
Oh, when the Green Bay Packers got fudge packed?
I mean, it was less of that. It was more of a just stomping in by one person.
We got bodied, okay? I'll admit it. We got bodied, and I was not happy about it.
I don't even watch sports.
That's friendship. Ben doesn't even watch sports, but he knows when the Packers lose, and then scolds me. Rips my ass apart for
you. Heard it here from Dalton first, folks, of the Confident Age podcast.
Skull.
Fuck no, dude. That's it. I'm pissed.